Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
Hello, and it's Amanda Quinn.
And we are here today for our weekly Head Chick recap. So this week on the podcast, we had an awesome guest, someone who I've been following their journey for a long time, fitness competitor. She's an IFBB model. I think that's what it's called. Jill Bunny. So she does a lot of the fitness. For anyone who doesn't know what a fitness competition is, it's essentially like not a lower level of bodybuilding, but a different category of bodybuilding. So depending on, you know, how much muscle you want to put on, how hard you want the look to be, there's different, there's like three different categories for fitness competitions. So you and I both know, Amanda, these are kind of all the rage right now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know, like the last time that I was speaking at the Women's Strength Summit in Toronto, there was the, what was it?
The pro show.
The pro show. Thank you. I'm like, my brain, pro show. Yes. The pro show was happening. And so it was like all of the, like, basically like all of the tryouts / semifinalists and all that kind of stuff going on. And it was like, it was nuts. Like the whole conference center was just full of people, like in bikinis, just walking around everywhere. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's more of just like noticing the impact that it's having and how much it's growing in the industry is very interesting to me, because it's like almost every third person on my like Instagram is doing a fitness comp. You know what I mean? Like it's that popular now, which is interesting because it wasn't like that years ago.
Well, and this is where, so for those of you who don't know, I've done a fitness competition. So that's why I have a lot of personal thoughts and feelings around it. And that's why I was really excited to interview Jill. So for anyone who missed that interview and you're thinking about doing a fitness competition, or you've done one and you're coming out of the other side not feeling so hot, this is definitely a podcast that you want to listen to. So the link will be below this video. Or if you're listening on iTunes, you can just check out the one before this. But I've done one. And so it was really interesting for me to talk to Jill, but also to be on the other side of this, to start to kind of look at those images on Instagram, you know, # 12 weeks out, # like I feel fluffy or whatever. It's always the same. But looking at people who are in these competitions and posting about them, and some people who are in the midst of them, or some people who are going back to doing them again and again and again. Now looking at it from the other side, I have a very different perspective. So that's what I wanted to know from you, Amanda. Like, when you were looking at fitness competitions, what is your like initial feelings around it?
To be totally honest, I don't really understand it. Like, I understand like the desire to be healthy, to be fit. I understand that deep desire. I understand the desire of wanting to have something to train for, having something to work towards. I totally get all that.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't understand the desire of, like, because there is so much, like, I guess if you're doing it the right way, maybe there's not as much deprivation and things like that. But I don't know. For me personally, my personal feelings is that I like to live a healthy, balanced life where I allow myself to have no like feelings of negativity or feelings of like, you know, what's the word? Like, oh my gosh, I ate this, and like feeling guilty and feeling terrible and feeling shameful. I don't want to live my life that way. So, and that's just my personal choice. And so I do find that anyone who I know who has done fitness competitions, they deal with a lot of that. Like, they deal with a lot of that, like that shame, that guilt, that, like, you know, constantly picking themselves apart and being in a really negative headspace. And so for me, it doesn't make sense to me why somebody would want to put themselves voluntarily in that position. If you want to train, that's amazing. But to put yourself in a position where you're constantly judging yourself and then putting yourself on stage to be judged by the audience, by judges, by everyone else about your physique, to me is just, it just doesn't make sense. That's again, just totally my personal opinion. on how I choose to live my life. And I'm not judging anyone that likes to do it. So let me just be clear on that.
Yeah. And this is where, I mean, you and I are both very, we're very about people making their own decisions with what works for their body. And you know what I mean? As long as you have the right education and you're making decisions based on what is best for your health, mental health, emotional health, physical health. But I think, and the reason why I'm so happy to do this interview with Jill is I'm hoping that a lot of people will listen to it who haven't done a fitness competition yet and understand the pros and the cons, the risks and the rewards before going into it. Because even from my own personal journey, it's like, these competitions, essentially what you do is you go for a period of time on like a cut, right? Because you've got to lean out. So you're doing a very specific, you know, workout regime while you're trying to build muscle and lose weight, which is extremely hard and like almost, it's not impossible, but you really essentially should be building the muscle first and then you go into the cut to lean out and try to maintain that muscle mass, right?
Right.
But the thing is for a lot of people when they first start this process, however long it is, sometimes it's 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever, you don't realize that your entire life right now is about to be shifted into everything is about what you eat, how much you exercise, what you weigh on the scale, your measurements. Mm-hmm. It's so exterior. And that's the one thing Jill and I were talking about is so many coaches, they don't address the emotional side to it because when you take something and think about it, any like just say you suddenly immersed yourself in a chocolate shop, you probably wouldn't like chocolate after a period of time, but you know what I mean? Like if your whole, everything around you is chocolate, chocolate, chocolate all the time, you're going to dream about chocolate. You're going to wake up thinking, maybe this is just me because I wake up thinking about chocolate. You know what I mean? Like you're going to be just obsessed with like chocolate. It's around your surroundings all the time. When your day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed is what you eat, how much you work out. You know what I mean? Like everything you talk about, you've got to cut out social events a lot of times because you can't emotionally handle being around food, whatever it is. You essentially start to develop like an eating disorder in a sense or disordered eating. Mm-hmm. Because then what happens is you get on stage and that ends. And so many coaches don't transition you out. You don't reverse diet out to build back up your metabolism because you've been cutting for so long that next thing you know, you are gaining weight really, really fast.
Yeah.
And emotionally, you've just spent 12 weeks focused on losing weight that suddenly you're like, wait, my body's doing the exact opposite. What the hell is happening to me? And then that's where the cycle starts. And a lot of these girls, next thing you know, they're doing another competition because they want to keep that physique. And you're burning out your adrenal glands. You're putting stress on your thyroid. A lot of times they're losing their periods. There are so much long-term effects, but they don't know that because at the beginning, like a lot of people, myself included, just want the damn six pack. So you're like, I'm doing it because I want the six pack, you know, but then you're not looking at the bigger picture. And I know both you and I, that's something that we want to be, we talk about this a lot. Like we want to be a voice in this industry where we talk about like the real shit and we talk about what's happening on your outside, what's happening on your inside, your emotional health, your mental health, like, because it all goes hand in hand with being healthy. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to do 50 squats and get a good butt. Like there's so much more to it.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
I know, me too. I'm still trying to get a big butt for God's sake.
No, but I'm really glad that you did this interview too, because I know, like what you were saying, like, I think for us being in this industry, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is being really honest with people about what to expect. And I think that this interview with Jill Bunny will really help people sort of
have an eye-opening
experience about the good, the bad, the ugly. Exactly. Like, you know, because there's going to be things that are amazing. Like you're going to feel, you know, really proud of yourself and you're going to feel like you've accomplished something that you've, you know, maybe it was on your bucket list or maybe whatever, like, and you're physically, you're feeling stronger maybe. But at the same time, there's also going to be those parts where you're like, okay, how do I deal with this guilt and shame after? How do I deal with this like reverse dieting and all these kinds of things? Like if you don't know any of that stuff, you're going to probably put yourself into, from an emotional standpoint, probably in a very difficult place.
And Jill actually wrote a great book called Life After Competing to try to help girls really go through that transition and emotionally and physically be able to do it. Because I think that people can do competitions. I think there's very few that actually should do competitions because, for example, with Jill, She went into doing competitions because she was extremely skinny. She had gone through a divorce. It was something that made her feel strong. You know what I mean? Like, right. She in the gym was weightlifting. And for her, it was about putting on muscle and putting on strength and like getting out there and getting out of her comfort zone. And for her, that was really worked for her. She did have a lot of health issues afterwards, which she gets into the podcast. So definitely listen to it. But for her, it was all about, there was a different kind of purpose. But the majority of girls are getting on there being like, I just want to be skinny. I just want to look fit. I just want, you know what I mean? Like, and they'll do whatever. It's almost like it's masked in like a pretty package of like creating
this new disorder.
Yeah. Like a disorder. And I'm not just saying this out of like my own experience, because it did happen to me too, but I hear it all the time. I have people email me all the time being like, okay, I did a competition. I feel crazy. Like, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. Or like, I'm thinking about doing a competition. What should I do? And that's another thing we talked about in the podcast too, is for people who do want to do it. We're not saying don't do it, but if you do want to do it, here's like a checklist of things you should look for. And here's what you should be asking your coach, like interviewing your coach before you hire them.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's great when you have a coach for 12 weeks, but what happens as soon as that day ends? And next thing you know, you've gained 30 pounds and you're bloated and puffy and whatever it is, like, and you're emotionally distraught. Like, it's a lot. So that's where I just wanted to get really real with this interview. And I just wanted to share, you know, my experience. I wanted Jill to share her experience, and I want people to listen to it, like, and then make educated decisions, I guess the word is.
Of course. I mean, I think you need to make educated decisions with anything you do, whether it's that you're following, you know, a new fad diet that's out there, or whether you are, you know, taking up HIIT training, or if you're taking up cycling or anything that you're doing, you want to make sure that you're being educated as to what it is. So if you're into fitness competitions, or if it's something that you're thinking about doing, make sure that you are educated. Also know, like, and be really honest, I think, with yourself about what your why is. Like, why do you want to do this? Because
I did it for the six pack. If anyone's saying, just saying, I want to have a six pack, that's fine. I want the six pack. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So it's, so if that's, I mean, but that's the thing, is like, as long as you know your why, I think that that's really important, right? Because I think that having your why will help you kind of push through the difficult times as well during that process. So be really honest with yourself, be really authentic about what that why is, so that at least you know that you can turn to it. It's just like with anything though. It's like with any kind of weight loss journey, or if you're building muscle, or if you're doing competitions or whatever it is, if you know your why, it will always help you.
Well, and that's completely. And that's the one thing that I found probably for me, and you know, because you were with me through this journey, there was a lot of ups and downs, and I don't regret ever doing it. I learned so much about myself and about my body. I'm not going to do one again. Well, I don't say I never say never. Who knows what would happen in 20 years or whatever, but like right now, I have no interest in doing it. But for me, one of my biggest aha moments was like, there had always been this piece of me that wanted the six pack. Like, I just wanted to be super, like, looked super fit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it was almost like I glorified it. Like, I kind of put in my mind, like, okay, once I get to that six pack, then I'm going to be happy, you know, even though like, I know that in my head is not true, but I still kind of held on to this weird thing about it. So then when I did the journey and I got the six pack, which FYI for my body shape lasted for like 3 days because it's just not the way my body is shaped. Cause most of the abs you see are actually your superficial abs. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I like ate a bagel, I was like, but for me, it was kind of like, it was an eye opener. Cause I was like, wait a second. I was like, I'm not any happier now. I actually feel so
probably worse.
Yeah. I didn't have my period. My hormones were screwed up. Then I started freaking out thinking, am I risking being able to have a baby? Like, you know, there's a lot of things that come into it. So for me though, I was happy of that kind of self-awareness through it. But the one major takeaway, and I know we're going to wrap this up, that for me, I think was such an aha moment, was how much the media is screwing with our minds. Because what I went through to get to look like what I looked like was insane. And when you look at the magazine covers, Oxygen magazine, Shape magazine, all of these things, like that's not what those women are walking around looking like every day. They're on those final 3 days of like water manipulation, leaning out, but they're also the ones who are selling these 10 pounds in 10 days diet plans. And you're going to look like this person. Like, let's be honest about what it takes to look like that. Do you want to do
that?
And can you live like that every day? No.
Yes. No, that's fantastic. And I'm so, so glad that you said that, because I agree with you, and you know I agree with that 100%. It's like, you've got to be honest about the work that it takes.
Yeah,
it's the work that it takes to do anything. I was just, you know, in one of our other podcasts when I was interviewing Sam about the pre and postnatal fitness, we were talking about the same sort of idea. It's like this whole idea of, you know, what you're supposed to look like after you have a baby. It's the same sort of thing, like everyday living, like, you know, just because somebody looks a certain way because they're on the cover of a magazine doesn't mean that that's the reality. Like, no, that's not, and that shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should just be to be you and to be healthy and to follow your own path.
But it's like, that's what I find so like, not, it's not funny, but it's almost ironic. Like, that's a snapshot in time. That is one snapshot of one moment, of one angle. And the next thing you know, this is now impacting thousands of women, hundreds of thousands of women. This one woman's sideways shot, sucked in, cranked back, water. You know what I mean? Like, but that's honesty. And it's like, it took me a long time too to like actually register that in my brain. Like now, literally when I look at those magazines, I'm like, wow, she looks great. But she probably looks great 5 days later when she's not totally leaned out the way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But that's a snapshot in time. And that's just one moment. And like, you can't buy into that bullshit. It's just, you can't. Sorry.
No, don't eat it. Don't buy into the BS.
Don't buy the BS, people. But yeah, so we're going to wrap this up, but please, anybody who has done a competition or is thinking about doing a competition, listen to this interview with Jill. She's also a completing her degree in functional medicine. She's so smart, like about the body inside and out, and as well with life coaching and that life after competing. So make sure you listen to it if you've competed or if you're thinking about competing, because she gives a lot of great tips as to what to ask, what to look for. And if somebody says certain things, do not work with them.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, okay, with that, we're going to wrap this up. And thank you guys so much for listening today. If you're listening to this on iTunes, if you like the podcast, please leave us a review, some stars. If you don't like it, you can leave that review too. Again, we're totally open to whatever it is. And if there's topics, that you guys want to hear, of course, please email us info@fitchicks.ca. And always don't forget too that we have our upcoming certification programs at fitchicksacademy.com, our fitness and nutrition expert program, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss expert.
That is a mouthful. Yes.
We're trying to shorten it, but I just won't shorten.
There's just too many things that we cover.
I know. I love it. Okay, everybody, till next week.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.